This is ATS member Freedom ERP, and is it time for us to think the unthinkable and ask our politicians to actually start doing something unpleasant? Most of us live in democratic free countries that have elections. I live in the United Kingdom. You probably guessed that from this accent. We've just had a general election, a change of government. Quite an interesting government. We have a coalition, which is a relatively unusual thing for us. But now, government settled down, started to do things, started to look at the finances, and all of a sudden they're turning round saying, could be worse than we were told. And guess what? I'm not actually that surprised at that. Why would, if you were running an election campaign and you were the incumbent government and you had an inkling that you may not be around after the election, why would you actually turn round and tell the voters the truth? Strange concept, that. But now, this new conservative, liberal democratic coalition have basically had some time to look at the books, and have turned round and said, people of Britain, it's bad. We are in debt to a huge tune. Yet, all I hear the leader saying to me is, cuts, cuts, cuts. Why haven't they thought of something else, which is really unpleasant? But maybe we have to suck it up, and we have to accept that maybe taxes need to increase. Now, I know many of you will come from varying political persuasions. If you're on the left, then you think that public services are sacrosanct, and that tax the wealthy, tax the rich, so that everyone gets a fair life. If you're on the right, you probably believe in small government. But in some countries, that's probably acceptable. Probably in the United States, you can probably get away with the concept of small government. But in the United Kingdom, we have a tradition of the state providing services, particularly benefits. If you're unwell, you're out of work, you're sick, but also providing a free at the point of delivery medical service. Now, if we want to keep these things, surely we now have to enable our political leaders to actually do the unpleasant things. There's only so much you can cut. There's only so much natural wastage. And let's not doubt that anybody could walk into government and probably turn around and save a few billion. But can you actually save the tens of billions that are required? I don't think so, really. We've become used to a certain lifestyle. In some respects, we've probably become bloated to that lifestyle. So, what choice do our governments have? Do they cut, cut, cut? Or do they actually start doing maybe something a little different and say, okay, you have to make some decisions, peoples. You have to decide. You want this service? You have to pay extra so that we can fund it. What's so wrong with that one? Yes, I'm not advocating that all of a sudden we start paying an extra 20-30% of tax, but there are countries in Europe that pay 30-50% basic taxes. But if we want to have the things that we've grown used to, then at some stage we have to pay for them. And why do we seem so adverse to actually saying to our political leaders, yeah, you can do that. We're not going to be happy with you. But maybe you've got to do something for the long term. And maybe for the next 5 years, we've all got to pay an extra 1-3% tax to make up for all the mistakes that were made by the previous administrations and those rather inept, morally bankrupt and incompetent financial leaders around the world. So, is it time to have a debate on this and say, maybe we do have to look at the facts of austerity? Maybe we do have to face the fact that we can't just go out and spend huge sums of money. And that maybe our governments need to have the honesty, give us the respect we deserve, and turn round and say, people. Maybe it's time to raise taxes a little bit. Thank you.